Charlie GDF.
KZRUH.
Morning.
Good morning, good morning. It is a cold one out here this morning.
Yes, it is. I'll take it, though. Better than when my yard was all thawed.
I'll give you that. You got enough water in that yard to skate on, or what?
I don't know. I think it went down a little bit. It drained out, but... man, I'm so not looking forward. I was thinking that this morning as I was pulling out of my driveway. I'm dreading how much work and money it's going to take in the spring to get that situated.
Yeah, you better stop buying radio gear now.
Well, the rocket scientist at Yaesu yesterday told me that it should be ready to ship out today. So when that hits the door, on the... quickly, briefly evaluate that or the 5100, and I'm pretty 99 billion percent positive I'm not going to put the 500 back in the truck. Sell that, and then that'll be my budget, well, most of my budget for my portable HF, and then I'm done. I don't really need anything else.
Yeah, just stuff to tinker with at that point, right? 50 bucks here, 50 bucks there. But as long as you have your main stuff and your antennas already, it's pretty much covered.
Kind of my thoughts, and I don't want to spend any more money on ASU, but the 891 is kind of the only radio in existence that that does what I want it to do. But yeah, I've got that Shelligans vertical that's really nice and convenient, and then I've got an X10A. That I haven't put together or tuned yet because there's no way in hell I'm going outside and tuning an antenna right now.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
So you got like 2 months until the weather's decent enough to POTA. You think you're going to get your general by then?
I'd love to lie to you, Dakota, and tell you I was going to get it by then, but odds are low. I should actually start making some time, or I should start scheduling time in my calendar, like at least an hour or two a week. That way I just get the momentum going.
I mean, conditions permitting, you could always do an activation on 10 meters.
For sure. And I definitely... once you start going out, I definitely want to come out and go through setting up my gear and stuff like that, get some pointers, and, you know, that'll probably get me more excited, honestly, to spend the time studying. So it might take a little bit of a kick in the butt and some FOMO to get me to study. We'll see what happens.
I still think the only reason I ended up getting mine was because the peer pressure from everyone in the group was like, you just need to get it. Even if you don't use it, just get it, just get it, just get it. So I was finally like, all right, fine, I got it. And then now I'm glad I did because I don't have to really worry about it anymore. I'm not going to get extra. I don't really care to get extra.
Just do it.
Who is that pressure in Dakota?
Well, that would be me. Good morning, gentlemen. Dakota?
I already told myself, when I get to the point in life where I'm like, I have time. Like, I can do something I want to do. That's when I'll focus on getting extra. Who knows if it's even going to be a thing by then.
Yeah, it's, from what a few people have told me, getting an extra is pretty intense and... you need to actually study for it. There's no no gaming it or anything like that. So I don't know. That's far off thought process for me. So I'm not even worried about it.
I don't know if I'd say that. I mean, it covers some topics that are, you know, I don't know what it's like now because the hardest of the amateur tests in the past when I was testing was the Advance. That's where all the techno babble was. And that was by far the hardest. And it would have been difficult to just rote memorize that because there wasn't a lot of, you know, questions about operation. It was mathematical, you know, and now that they don't have an Advance, I'm wondering if maybe they moved all that to the Extra, which then I can see that as being, but no matter what, they still publish the questions and the answers, so there is that, and there are tricks to learning some of the, you know, some of the technical stuff, you know, little mnemonics, you know, that help you learn Eli the Iceman, and then, you know, then with that, you can pretty much narrow it down to a couple of right answers, and, you know, one usually makes sense. You know, it's, yeah, you gotta know a bit, but there's tricks. Dakota?
I think in practice, too, I mean, I don't really know the question pool, but in practice, like, being somewhat of the technical nerd that I am and most of the people in this group are, I think you kind of learn a lot of this stuff on your own anyway to optimize your operation. Like, you want to do the best you can, and I think that's a lot of what's in that test as well. But I haven't looked at that question pool in like a year, so I really don't know.
Well, it sounds like I'm going to be looking at the Extra question pool a lot. So, well, I'll let you know how hard it is.
Anyhow, I was just joking based on Anthony, what Anthony said, so I don't necessarily feel, you know, once you get your general and you got the keys to the kingdom, right, you can now do everything and everywhere, and, well, not everywhere, the only thing you really get from the Extra is a little extra phone privilege. Now, you might say, you know, well, there's a little extra CW privilege as well. But CW in general opens up a whole new interesting world to you. It's not even, you don't even, hell, you could have your, well, not your tech, because they wouldn't let you get on. I don't think they let you get on the HF with, but just learning CW alone opens up a whole area of frequencies and a whole mode of communications that just, you know, is just lying there waiting. It has nothing to do with what class you got. It's knowing the code, right? So, you know, I'm not advocating for that, but I'm just saying that, you know, getting your Extra is not, well, I mean, the places you did, the sectors you get on CW with your Extra are very important. But, you know, the big thing, you get that phone portion, and things are such a mess up in the general portion in the low bands, like the other night when we were on 3805, you know, you're going to have that everywhere above 3700. It's just the nature of the beast. Every old man on earth, until they die, thinks they're entitled to the frequency they get together with on their buddies. You know, and I understand that to a degree, but still, you know, makes it tough. And it's a little bit better, 36 to 37, it's a little bit more, a little bit easier to find a spot, but you leave a lot of people behind when you do that, so there's that. And I'm babbling once again. Good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, see, I just had FOMO knowing that you guys were having an HF net, and you guys were talking about it on, was it Friday? I was like, damn, I can't participate. And if I would have had time, I would have, and maybe it was a little nicer, I would have set something up just to listen, but didn't get the opportunity to.
So, it's something I should probably, that's, to me, that's something I could actually get behind, because I'm more interested in that than, like you said, getting another sliver of phone. Now, I would like to hit the lower portions of 40 and 20, but do I really need to? Probably not, because like you said, then I'm leaving a bunch of people behind.
Sorry, Dakota, I doubled with you.
Let me see if I got it.
I'd be beneficial to learn CW over getting Extra.
Yeah, and all I was saying was I had FOMO when you guys were talking about having a HFNet on Friday, and didn't get the opportunity to put anything out to try to listen in. So, over to you, Sean.
All righty. Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't, you know, load up on somebody and say, oh, you know, learn the code, learn, get your extra and all that, you know. Just pick one if you want. Pick one and do it. You know, for the POTA/contest guys or guys that are inclined to do that kind of work, especially the guys that are doing the weak signal stuff in the park, man, I'll tell you, learning CW opens up a world to you. It really helps there. So that would be probably the single most beneficial thing. So, and I'm not pushing, but I'm just saying, in reality, you know, that little extra bit you get is not gonna pale in comparison to being able to run code. Now your five or ten watts in the park becomes magnified. You know, you get a lot better. It's kind of like FDA. You know, with FDA you can make all sorts of contacts. You know, because it's simple, right? And it's easy to punch through. Well, that's not why, but. But CW has a bit of that to it. You know, it's very simplistic. It can get through, a lot of noise. Weak signals can be easily detected. All they got to get is a beep note in their receiver, and they got you. So, yeah, it's I'm not pushing you guys. You know, you get your general, and you kind of like thumbs up. You're there. You can experience pretty much all the cool stuff that ham radio has to offer, but you know, if I was going to pick which one's more important, probably CW. But you know, whatever one you got time for and feel like dealing with. Hey, I never took this way in the work. 14 mile road, Lifco Electric. That's pretty. I got a. And look at that. Who's this? Gardner White. Boy, they're all Christmassied out. Dakota.
I will learn CW before I drag a computer to a park to do an activation with FDA.
I think that's a pretty fair statement.
I didn't quite catch it. You will learn CW before you will drag a computer to the park? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. FDA is like a pastime to make sure my stuff is working. I do not want to operate there. But the CW thing, like you said, opens up a whole other world. I forgot, I think it's Elecraft makes, like, it's literally the size of a walkie-talkie, but it's a keyer with an antenna. And I'm like, man, that is sweet.
Yeah, they do. I think it's called, I could be totally wrong, but the K1. And it's, like, the whole package. And they're not cheap, but, man, to have the whole package, all in a small case. It looks, when I've seen them, it looks like they're like 4x6 at most, and you see people making contacts all over the place with them. They're pretty cool.
Oh yeah, those are very cool, and yeah, you're right. They are neat, and that's where, you know, like I said, that's where CW shines, because, you know, one, if it's a CW only rig, you don't need the demodulation, modulation circuits, you know, that simplifies design. You can focus on, you can focus on the IFs and filtering and things like in a small footprint. You can have a nice little small form factor because you can get away with low power and stuff like that. Yeah, it does really open up a lot of really cool gadgets and things like that. Which way should I go here? I think I will go. I'll go this way. Anyhow, enough on that. Just you know, like you say, it's I'd like to get more proficient. I got my 20. I can still run pretty easily about 16, 17, 18, you know, somewhere right, you know, just below 20. Pretty easy. But I get impatient when I do that. I get bored. And I still want to be at 30 plus, 35, 40. And I keep trying to figure out how to do it. There's only one way to do it, and that's to get out there. And I don't do that, right? And, but that's really the only way to get faster. And I keep thinking, you know, I listen to it all the time. I keep thinking, sometimes I pick up strings, you know, at 35, you know, I'll pick up a whole string and then I get completely boogered up and I get frustrated. But, man, I'll tell you what, I would love nothing more. Just get conversational, no head copy on the CW. Oh, my God, that would just, for me, that would be the pinnacle of a hobby for me, you know. Ah, well. Dakota, what's on your agenda for today?
NADDF. I agree 100%, and maybe I'm going to revisit that. Maybe my 12-month older advanced brain here will be able to comprehend it a little bit better. I can type 120 words a minute on a keyboard. I don't know if I'll even be able to type or code anything on a key. I got nothing on the agenda, just rolling into work. Really don't want to be here today. I had a hard time getting out of bed, but yeah, another day. I did talk to Yaesu yesterday. Apparently they replaced the main board on the 500, so it's coming back today or tomorrow. So if you know anyone in the market, it is gone. I'm going to sell it probably around, I don't know, $400, $450. It's essentially a brand new radio now. They replaced everything on it. Anthony?
That's a pretty good deal if somebody needs one. Lucky for me, I don't. I don't need to spend another $450, that's for sure. But yeah, not much going on here. Got a couple meetings and got a split early. But other than that, just a normal day, trying to stay warm.
Yeah, it seems really cold today, I'll tell you what. All right, anyhow, I am pulling up to one of my sites. I've got contractors on site looking at a lock issue, and I'm just dropping in to be annoying. I'll be back out here in probably in about 5-10 minutes after I have annoyed everybody adequately. W8FU, Dakota.
All right, Sean, have a good day. Maybe I'll catch you on the ride home. I'm pulling in the parking lot here. Another day. Go ahead, Anthony.
Have a good one, Sean. I'm about 11 minutes out from the office, so I probably won't catch you either, but we'll see. Over to you, Dakota.
Since we haven't talked about it yet, Meshtastic update. I got one of those MoosiWorks antennas from Amazon, and I did not expect it to be the quality it is. I don't know if you've gotten any of those yet.
Are you talking the little, 17-centimeter ones?
Yeah, and it's machined aluminum on the base, and it's got a really nice, like, polymer wrap on it.
Funny story about those. I have two of them, and I spent the last week going out of my mind trying to find them. And then I ordered a new one on, let's say, Wednesday, on Monday. And what do you know, Monday afternoon, I found the two that I have. So that's okay, though, because I have the two MoosiWorks nodes, and then I have that T-deck coming. So once I mod the T-deck, I'll have one for each of my mobile nodes.
I was going to say, it's not like you're not going to use them. I'm probably going to order another one for my T-deck because I just have the cheap. Well, I don't know, man. Everyone says that those stubby, like, little 2-inch ones are really good. So I'm going to throw both on the Nano VNA and just see what they look like. But, I'm pretty happy with the Echo now that I modded it. I put that 2,000 milliamp hour battery in there, and since yesterday morning when I unplugged it from the charger at like 5:30, it's down to like 79%.
That's not bad. I keep the one in my car going all the time, and I just will rotate in and out. It has a battery internally, but I just rotate out a battery backup, just a small, like, cell phone charger on it, and it keeps the charge. I'm moving it, like, you know, if I had to, I'd probably have to charge it once every 2 weeks, but I try to stay on top of it with these cold temperatures and charge it once a week. But, Yeah, I mean, these things draw so little that it just, they're very low maintenance once you put a decent battery on them.
Yeah, and if I get the rack back from Sean, I was thinking about maybe making a case for that and making that one live in the truck, but I don't know. It seems like there's a lot of different options out there, but there's really not when you break it down. There's really, like, there's the Lilygo stuff, which is kind of gimmicky in my opinion, but not terrible. Like, the T-Deck is definitely gimmicky, but I kind of like it. The Echo is probably my favorite that I've seen. The T-Beam Supreme is dumb, and then the T-Beam's cool. Like, T-Beam is probably the most utilitarian in my opinion. And then you look at the rack, which is, in my opinion, the best one because it's so modular and you can really customize it however you want. And then you got all the Helltech stuff. Other than that, that's kind of it.
Yeah, you know, I think where at the beginning you get bombarded with all these options, it's the way that people are designing the cases and how they're utilizing them in the field. So you think that there's all these options, but it's just people 3D printing different cases.
Busted. Who just broke in? Go ahead.
No, I just said busted. I just pulled in I had on the calendar that one of my guys is going to be meeting a contractor at one of my sites at 7. So I swung in there now. All locked up, ain't a soul in sight. Busted.
That's a bad look.
The redeeming factor is I just called the shop and they said he's there, so he's at work on time. So it just must have got changed and he failed to update the calendar invite. And so me being, you know, the sneaky dick I am, I dropped in on a stale calendar.
Well, hopefully that's all it was.
Whoops. All right, I'm going to go inside, guys. I'm supposed to be here at 7. It's when, like, my official start time is. Granted, I'm salary and it doesn't matter, but, man, I'm getting lazier and lazier. So I'll catch you guys later. I'll probably be on Telegram. So maybe we can talk on Mestastic and ADBF. Have a good day, guys.
See you, Dakota. Have a good day. K8RUH. Sean, you still there? You got a ride in?
Yeah, we'll see you, Dakota. I got those things with me, so whenever we meet up, you know where I'm at. I got the two nodes. Anyhow, yeah, I'm at 15 in Moravian, so I've got a little ways in, still here this morning. I think I'll stop at Big Apple Bagel and get myself a breakfast sandwich. They're so good.
I have not been to Big Apple Bagel in years. Man, I didn't even know those places were still around.
The only ones I know of, although Dakota confirmed that there's still one or two up towards Shelby, Macomb. So there's, I think there's a couple on 23 Mile, one around 23 in DeQuinter and another one somewhere else. But when I mentioned it last time, he was like, oh, man. So he found a couple that are on his path in. But the only ones I really knew of before he mentioned that was the one at Crocker in 94, 16 in Crocker, and then the one that I normally go to, Moravian and Garfield, which is the one that's, you know, on my way in. I'm on Moravian at Utica right now. But, yeah, I do like them. They've got, they've got some out-of-this-world bagels, especially their specialty ones, and then the breakfast sandwich, or not breakfast sandwich, yeah, breakfast sandwich are really good, too. Oh, my phone's ringing. It's the tech who didn't show up. I'll be right back.
K-E-A-R-U-H. Hey, Anthony, it's Dave. K-Z-8-Z. Good morning.
Good morning, Dave. How you doing?
Good. Really good. Just sipping coffee number two, so I'm getting there. I had meniscus surgery on my left knee a week ago No. It'll be a week tomorrow. So I'm still pretty hobbled, but making it through. Yeah, I heard you talking about possibly stepping up your license, so I wanted to give you at least my opinion. I know everyone's got an opinion on how to study for that, and I'll post this on Telegram, too, if you think that might be helpful. But hamradiolicenseexam.com, hamradiolicenseexam.com. That's the testing, the online testing site. Not testing site. A studying site. It's kind of no bells and whistles. I tried the other ones as well that have videos and look much better, and the UI is way better, but this one just nailed it. I mean, it puts this stuff into your brain. And I know Greg would echo that too, KEABSI, Greg. So anyway, if you think that might be helpful, I can post it to Telegram. And I know everyone else is going to have their opinion on it too, but it might be worth looking into on that topic.
Yeah, put it in there. I'm driving right now, so I would likely forget by the time I got in the office. So, yeah, post it to Telegram, and I'll take any help I can get.
Yeah, I find that if you put time in your back, it's just that simple. And I come from this. My background is not anything electrical or radio or anything. I'm a marketing guy, digital marketing, media. So this is... All of this stuff is not using the side of my brain that I was born with. So it wasn't easy to come by, but this thing just, it helped. I mean, it just puts it in there. So I'll put it on Telegram.
Awesome. Yeah, that's good to know. I am often envious of the guys that we talk with that are truly in IT or, you know, in these fields because they have a quick understanding of this stuff, and man, it takes me a while to figure out what they're talking about and how they're doing it. And so I'm lucky all these guys are around to help, but I'm right there with you that this is not native to the way that my brain works.
I'm back. Hey Sean, it's KEABSI. I was just telling Anthony I'm going to post on Telegram a link to hamradiolicenseexam.com. That's the online studying course that I found the best out of all the online studying courses. Well, the three or four that I tried, and I keep coming back to that one, that helped me to pass all my licenses. And I heard him mention he might start studying, and he was having fear of missing out the other night. Have the WE background or the IT background, as Anthony mentioned. We need a little extra help.
Yeah, I was pretty much listening to you guys talk about it, and I thought it was funny when you were talking about, you know, your background and how this wasn't native. And I said, come on, Crazy Dave, Crazy AC Dave, he's the guy I go to when I need to figure out all things electrical, man. I got to figure out why a circuit ain't circuiting. Crazy Dave's my guy. Anyhow, Anthony.
Hey guys, I'm pulling up into the office right now, so I'm going to be clear on your finals, but I got two comments. Dave, thank you for the information, and I will check that out once you post it. And Sean, back on the bagels, I don't know if you've ever had East Side Bagel on Harper in between 8 and 9. But that bagel shop is top-notch, and if you haven't, you need to get there as soon as you can.
All right, appreciate it. You know, I'm down that way a lot nowadays, so, you know, any little thing. So when I call the kids and say, hey, I'm coming by, want some bagels, I'll know where to go. Cool. Enjoy your day.
Anthony, I just posted it, so it's there. You can take a look. It's under the, well, I put it under Adventures in the chat. I didn't know where to put it. Have a good one, man.
Thanks, guys. KE8RUH. I'll be clear.
So, Dave, what are you running right now? You're a little light, and you fade every now and again, but, I mean, I hear everything, but... just wondering what you're running. I know where you're at. Just wondering what you're running. Which which system or which repeater and what you run.
I'm surprised it's a little light. Maybe it's because of the snow on the roof. I've got that diamond vertical antenna in the attic, and I'm using the TYT, the MD9600 mobile radio in my office here, and it's pushing 40 watts.
Oh, yeah, I'm really surprised. Huh, I wonder what's going on. That's, you should be solid. Anyhow, I assume you're on 2.6. I think the 2.6 works better for you up that way. I thought you said something about the Romeo was non-existent up that way.
Yeah, I am on the 2.6. I'm going into Warren. And, yep, you're right. Romeo, just, I don't know what it is. There's something between me and there. Or I'm in this hole as well, kind of a bowl. And Richmond, I don't think I can reach from here. But Warren's usually my go-to, as you know. So that's what I'm doing. But I don't know why it's light. Unless it's just the snow. But we don't have that much snow. And I think the electrons can find their way through that. That's the puzzler.
Yeah, what's really weird is it almost sounds like you're walking around with an HD and, like, you know, when you move to a certain spot or you beam the antenna, you know, over to the side or something like that, I'd almost say, oh, he's on an HD and he's moving around. I'd say that's exactly what it sounds like. Very weird, especially if you're fixed with a mobile 40 watts and then, you know, an antenna, even in the attic from where you're at, so. Kind of surprising. Huh. Anyhow, how are you doing today? What's going on? I haven't heard you in a while. You've been playing with all your other friends and not playing with us. You know, we get jealous.
Yeah, I have to move the friend payments around. I can't afford them.
So I have to shift it around.
No, I've been laying low. I've had to be here almost a week ago. That's my foreign finisher. Horizontal tearing, my medial meniscus. So I had that surgery last Thursday, so I'm pretty hobbled up, but it's getting better. I'm on the road to recovery. I don't want to sound like yet another one of the old guys talking about my injury. But that's the zone I'm in right now, so I haven't done anything. And it's funny because I remember you asked me, kind of shifting subjects a little bit, but since I've been hobbled up, I haven't driven anywhere. I mean, I haven't gone anyplace in over a week, probably 10 days. And with the cold weather and my clear node running in the car, in the garage, off the car battery, I went out yesterday and I had a dead battery. And I put my fist in the air and went, John! Because I remember you asking me, didn't that kill your battery? And I went, no, I've never had any issues. And boom. There you go. So I was charging it, and it seemed like it wasn't charging. Talked with Greg about it, and then I ended up jumping it from my wife's car, taking it out and running it up and down M53, and then when I got back home, I put the charger back on it, and it's working fine now. And the node is no longer in my vehicle.
So I got these little boards. They're basically timers, and those radios can be shut down with a logic level on a pin. And but these little boards, they'll gracefully shut down any Pi-driven device after a certain amount of time expires when you turn the key off. And that's what I'm going to do with mine. So I can leave it in the car on. And it'll go on with the key, and it'll stay on until the key goes off in a certain amount of time. Hold on, I'm just pulling up to the drive-thru window here.
Can I also get 2 Big Macs, special sauce, or a few stickles, onions, or a sesame seed bun, please?
Okie dokie. Got my order in. Now I got to go up to the next window. And I heard you.
It wasn't as good as expected. W8FU. Sean, did you get stuck at the pay window?
No, sorry about that, Dave. I just, when I was pulling out, this is a really tricky, I went to Dunkin' this morning, and this one's right at Cass and Grossbeck. I don't know if you're familiar with it, but it's just a bear to get out of. It's not easy to get into either. It's not a really persnickety corner, and so I was trying to work my way out to the traffic and all that. I got preoccupied with that. There was a cop around the corner. Anywho, that's all I'm taking because I couldn't get out on the Grossbeck or Cass, or because I couldn't get on the Grossbeck. I'm running a different route in the work. Pain in the butt. Anyhow, sorry.
Yeah, I've seen some of those coffee shops, like Starbucks or Tim Hortons, they just put them in such tight little spots. Pulling in sometimes okay, but getting out all the time is not good. Side of the road, strategically, not fun. There's one on Old Viking on Rochester Road and it's Tim Hortons. It's just small and it's always lined up. It's people trying to get out into the rush hour lane.
Yeah, it's funny you mentioned that because the Starbucks just a few blocks up from that is also extremely difficult to get in and out of. If you're going south on Grossbeck, it's pretty easy in, easy out. But then the parking lot's a nightmare no matter which way you go. And then if you're going northbound on Grossbeck, oh my God, it's just forget it. I mean, there's tricks to get in and out of it. And then the parking lot is just an absolute nightmare for everybody. So, ah well. Anywho, yeah, you're really down in light there, man. It's like, you got a watt meter you can throw in line just to check your SWR, just make sure nothing's going on there.
That's a great question. See if I can follow up. See what's going on. Because I gotta figure that out.
Yeah, I'm not necessarily saying that it's something like that, but I might be inclined to check it just to see, because you're sounding remarkably light for 40 watts to a fixed antenna up in the attic, and I know how you sounded before, so I guess I wouldn't associate it with that necessarily, so you just want to be sure nothing wonky's going on, you know?
Yeah, I'll keep an eye on it. Like I said, I'll ask Greg if I can borrow a watt meter from it. Hey, let me know how that board in your car works out for you. I might go that route as well, but for now I'll keep it in the house. Okay, I'm going to make my way to the kitchen, to my own kitchen drive-thru, and make my own breakfast sandwich. Fire up maybe a egg and bacon rolled up sandwich with a slice of cheese in there and maybe a little salsa and a coffee refill, of course. Hey, Sean, have a good one. W-A-F-E-A-V-A-G.
Okie doke, good timing. I'm just pulling into my parking spot now and got to get inside myself. And I didn't get a breakfast sandwich. I didn't go to Big Apple. I went to Dunkin', so I got avocado toast, so I'm going to have to put my hair up in a man bun and crack out a flannel shirt. I'll catch you later. KZ8Z. W8FE.
Mobile. spelled K-E-8-V-S-I-K-Z-8-Z. Can it be true? You got a copy, Greg? K-Z-8-Z.
Nobody wants to talk to you, Dave. N-A-K-P-P.
It's a lonely life I lead, Wally. Very lonely indeed. K-Z-8-Z. Hey, I'm pulling in the car wash place, so I'm going to be removing my antenna, so I'll be out of commission for a few minutes. I'll catch you later, though.
I didn't think you were supposed to wash your cars when it was this cold. Best of luck. Give me a ring back. I got probably about 40 minutes of driving, so I will be mobile. N-A-K-P-P.
Wally, you still out there? K-Z-8-Z.
Just a minute. I'll be right back. I have arrived, N-A-K-B-B, to talk to the wifey. Her window won't roll up on her car.
She was probably filling at a car wash. I think it's 22 degrees. That's warm. Plus, my car is black. I'd forgotten because it's been this kind of white-gray-brownish color for, I don't know, like a month now. So dirty. Disgusting.
Yeah, we're probably telling you, and I'm on 696 Hoover Road, and I show 25 degrees on my little driving down the road type thing.
I'm on roughly 27 Mile Road and Van Dyke Road, kind of. I'm coming in through the Warren repeater just because Romeo doesn't work so well for me.
Yeah, Romeo's kind of a pickled little girl. So, and Sean knows that he just hasn't had a chance to get out there and see why. I don't blame him. It's cold out there. I wouldn't want to do it. And as long as the powerhouse baby's working, you know, the 2.6, she covers nicely. So he isn't very much wadded. I don't think I'm too far away. I don't know where this Warren repeater is. I know where the Richmond is. I've been there multiple times, but I don't know where the Warren was. One of these days, you're going to get a tour of that.
Yeah, it's around the 13 Van Dyke area, right over by my son's house. I might be within eyeball sight of it. So thereabouts. Okay, I'm going to be monitoring, but I don't think I'll call your parents. They're not in the car. So I'll let you go. Enjoy this day.
Okay, sir, you are at the end of your rope. You either need a better antenna, get the eyes off your antenna, or more power, as Tim, the tool man, used to say. More power. You have a good day. Drive safe. Keep warm. All that other fun stuff. No, N-A-K-B-B. Bound is 696, and westbound and down, as the song used to say. KCAA-LP.
NADBF.
KEA-TFM.
NADBF.
Good evening. How are you doing?
I'm doing. I'm glad I'm out at home. I just could use a little bit of caffeine for the ride. How are you?
Who cares? Who cares?
Not bad. Finally got done working, and now I'm actually making time to go.
Who cares?
Shoot on my 3D archery link. I'm gonna go do that. What's up, Eric?
Evening, gentlemen. Just thought I'd key up and say hi. I'm at work still, so I'm just going to be listening. I'm going to be lurking.
What are we using, Eric?
What about what? Well, I didn't hear that.
I asked what radio you were on.
Audio codes 405HD.
Roger. Figured it was something I wouldn't know what it looked like. But I used to shoot 3D too. Where do you shoot at?
More archery at near 21 in Van Dyke.
Yep, I've shot there as well. I used to be a pretty frequent flyer there, and then they tried burning me on the last bow I bought, so I have not been there since.
Yeah, I started going there. I quit going for a little while when there was one certain person working there, and once that person left, got good. But yeah, definitely not the cheapest.
When I bought my Phase 4, they told me it was going to be, I think, $1,200 or $1,300. Yeah, it was $1,300, maybe $1,200. And I shot them because I knew that was high, because it was like mid-year. And then I went to Eastern Woods Outdoors, and they were $999. And I told Moore that. I'm like, look, I'll give you my business, just match the price. But Holly, which is, I believe, Tim's daughter, ended up calling Ewo, pretending to be my wife, saying she wanted to buy me this bow, how much is it? And obviously caller ID shows up as Moore Archery, so they were like, hey, dude, they're screwing you around. I'm like, I know they are, so that's why I don't do business with them anymore.
That's not good. Yeah, Holly's not his daughter. She just works there. So, yeah, they have been shooting the 3D league for, at least four years now. So, yeah, I like the 3D league, though. There's really no other places to shoot that are close. That's kind of the issue. So, they're the only game in town now.
That makes more sense, because they don't look anything alike. But, yeah, no, I know what you mean. There's, like, no other options for winter league.
And then once summer rolls around, I'm on the boat fishing. I don't even pick up the bow anymore until about fall. So, but, yeah, it's like that's my cold weather hobby.
So are you a recreational shooter only, or do you hunt?
Oh, no, I hunt. I mean, my bow is more set up for 3D, but I have a hunting bow, too, so I mostly shoot because I hunt. So I always hunt deer with bow. Sometimes turkey. It just depends. But yeah, I'd say I take the hunting more seriously than the leagues. I mainly go here just to talk to people, I would say.
Right on. Yeah, the only reason I ask is there's always two sides of that. There's people that are diehard target shooters and they don't want to kill anything, and then there's there's the people that want to kill everything and shoot to get better. I'm on the shoot to get better side, but I actually sold my bow and I gave up archery because time, places, and the places I hunt are all pretty much everything set up for rifle. It's all open 100-yard plus shots, and I got on farm tags this past summer on two different farms. One of them is an orchard, the other one's a produce farm. So it's usually just last summer was a slaughter. I think between my dad and I killed almost 40 deer.
Yeah, next year I'll change it up a little bit. I've been putting off the crossbow, but I get less and less time every year it seems, and so I'm going to be, probably this year I'll switch to a crossbow for archery hunting just so I can get a little bit more time in the woods and that, but I'll still shoot the 3D leads and shoot the bow and that just because I enjoy shooting it, but I think for hunting though I'm at the point where I'm ready to switch to the crossbow.
I'm kind of right there with you, and it's not a physical limitation, it's a time limitation to where I just don't really have time to shoot enough to be confident. I don't know, I just like knowing that when I let go, it's going to go where I want it to go kind of thing, and when I was shooting 10 arrows before season, that's when I was like, I probably shouldn't be doing this.
Yeah, once I shot over the back of a 10-point because he jumped the string on me, I said, you know what, enough of this. I don't have enough time to sit and wait for him to come again, you know. I need to take some of the variables out. So, but yeah, the crossbow I'll definitely move to and just make things a little easier. Shooting over the back of that big one definitely changed my views on it.
Yep, that stings, and that extra 100 feet per second may have been the deciding factor of him being in the freezer or not.
I mean, I definitely blame myself. I was aiming high, and I shouldn't have been. I should have been aiming lower, and that was my own fault. Oh, well. All right, well, I'm going to let you get going. I'm pulling in now, so I'm going to go see how rusty I am now. This is the first night, so we'll see. Take it easy, man. I'll be clear on your final. KE8TFM.
Sounds good, man. Good luck. Enjoy. I'll talk to you later. NADDF.
TF8F.
Well, that was like my first successful contact on MeshTastic that wasn't within, you know, 25 feet of someone else. Well, I lied. I do have a node by my house, but I don't really count that. So, Yogi works pretty good, eh?
Yeah, I mean, I was surprised, and I'm inside, so I'm not, like, outside, you know, in free space and all that stuff. I'm just, like, was on the second story, and I aimed it in your direction. Well, actually, I opened the window, and I aimed it out the window, but then my arm got cold really fast. But it does work from inside the house. I have it pointing northeast now towards Captain Don, and there's like a pine tree node or whatever, and now that one receives a lot better now. I can reach that. So if Captain Don can reach that, then technically I should be able to go all the way to Captain Don.
That's pretty impressive. A little Yagi will do that. I might have to get one of those then. I'm just on that Echo, and I bought one of those Newsy Works 17-centimeter antennas. But I've been racking my brain on what I want to put at the house. I still don't think there's going to be anything beneficial as far as a specific direction, but I would like to get something outside.
Yeah, and if you can get the antenna right to the nose, so this Yagi here, it has like literally like 1 foot of, not even a foot of coax, but it's an SMA type. So I just plug the station G2 right into it. And I just aimed it. It was like, this was awesome. And so whichever one I'm trying to reach, I can kind of like, so I've got an omnidirectional one that, you know, is attached to that pie hat. And then this one, I can probably just aim it towards something that I care about or need to get to. And that will help link the two. I have seen some people do two nodes. They'll have one node going one direction and another node going the other direction. So they are pretty much repeating the signal.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering too, is it, like, is it possible you can't have two Yagis hooked up to one node? That kind of defeats the purpose then, right?
Yeah, no, the way people I've seen do it on the internet was they would have two of these, like, station G2s. That's quite a bit of money. And then they'd have a Yagi in one and a Yagi in the other. And then they would go even more further crazy and they get cavity filters for each of them. And really, like, isolate. But that would be good for, like, if you are trying to link two long points together.
I'm trying to think what the next hop would be for me to be able to get to. Probably, what? You said you're going to get one at 26?
Well, I just need to get somebody in your old neighborhood, in, like, Armada, to put one up. And that. But anyways, these Yagis were on AliExpress. They were $16. So I figured the worst that I would be out was $16. And I did get two of them, so I'm going to... One I planned was going to be, like, keep it up somewhere and point it for something. The other one I wanted to be used as, like, portable, like if I'm, like, out somewhere and I want to aim and test field, you know, what do you call it? You wanted to test things in the field.
I'm interested in this pie hat thing you got going.
Yeah, I think it's as good as a Station G2, and at the price, you know, so a Station G2 is about 100-something, right? And these little pie hats are like 30-something, right? If you have it all assembled. You can get it cheaper if you, like, don't have them solder on the radio board and the Raspberry Pi pins, but it's like, I just do it for me. And, what was I going to say? And, but, you know, you still need a Raspberry Pi. I just happen to have a bunch of extra ones. I got, like, a bunch of Pi 3s and things like that, and I just hooked it up to that really quick, and it does as well as the G2, I will say. I mean, it might even do better.
So in theory, I could put that on a Pi. If I can figure out, I imagine it'll work if I put a PoE hat on it. If I can put a PoE hat on that, run a drop into my attic, that gets me way up there. I can hang it up in the trusses and then poke an antenna out somewhere. I would assume I'd want it to face south. But with that much elevation, that would be pretty substantial. Is it possible to run a pie hat with a PoE?
I don't know if does the pie hat go onto the GPIO pins, or how does that hook up? The thing I've seen people do is they'll have a PoE run to the box, and then it will come out of the PoE as a USB-C. And plug into the Pi. I've seen people do that. There's like you can buy these little adapters that have the Ethernet and then the it splits it Ethernet and power at that point, and then it comes out as a USB-C and plenty of power for your Pi.
Yeah, I have one of those actually. So it's literally just USB-C to RJ45. I guess worst case scenario I could do that, and then I'd have internet and I can manage it, do firmware. Yeah, I see why the guys are going this route now.
Yeah, it's literally SSH into the box and wget an apt file from the Meshtastic repository and then install it, like two commands, and it upgrades it. Because the way they did it, so... They have that LoRa board, you know, the E22 board, and it's, like, tied into the GPIO. So then the software just talks to it directly. So instead, you know, in these standalone ones, there's, like, an ESP32 or whatever that other one is, NFT, NFRT, or whatever. So there's a little processor, and it's programmed and all that stuff. In this case, it's just acting like a modem, and it just, you know, and it's acting, and it's really cool. It's like Meshtastic Daemon, right? And then you can look at the log, and you can see what everything's doing. It's kind of cool.
Okay, you told me Anthony had a surplus of 1 gig Pi 4s, and I believe I'm entitled to one or two of them. So if you've got an extra one of those coming, I'll pay you for it.
Alrighty, I think I hear Tim out there.
Yeah, I just came in a couple of minutes ago. I was talking about tying pies to Meshtastic boards for Meshtastic purposes. I had asked, I don't know, a month ago or so, if anybody was doing Meshtastic and what they were doing for it. So I'd love to hear, I don't know who the other guy is. I could barely hear him. He was real quiet. But I'd love to hear your use case for Meshtastic, because it's an exciting, interesting little project that I can't find a productive use for.
Let me see if I got it. All right. Yeah, we're just, you know, getting the T-shirt. And so we're seeing how many nodes we can put up and link them together. And I don't know why we're doing this, but yeah, it's basically just text messaging on your phone, right? But you're doing it over RF. And I don't know what's drawing us to it other than it's just something we want to play with and see what we can do with it. I bet you we get to a point, though, it's like, oh, we got this all established now. Now what do we do? Or maybe not. Maybe there's something else we do with it. But, yeah, so no real practical use, just other than tinkering with it. Back to Tim, and then hand it over to Dakota after you.
Good, okay. If I had more time, I would definitely be all over it, but I got enough projects, amateur radio and otherwise, that I'm not looking for another project. However, I am definitely interested, and I will keep my ears open, like on the repeat, like that. If you guys, Dave, if you come up with a thing, you guys, hey, yo, we're finding this kind of neat, let me know, because it will not take much at all to make me interested in doing it. So, I just wondered if you guys had come up with something. No problem. I don't want to interfere with you guys. I will happily listen along, but don't need to participate. So I'm going to go ahead and clear out. I'll turn it over to Dakota, and you guys enjoy. I'll keep listening vicariously. ADHJL.
All right. Sounds good. If I were to say anything, you know, get yourself a cheap Helltech V3, or if you want to spend a little more for an all-in-one unit, get an Echo. And just drive around with it in your car, see what you see. It's interesting to see these things popping up all over the place. They kind of communicate on their own. And then I had one pop up by my house the other day, and it caught me off guard because I live in the middle of nowhere. So you never know what's out there. And the more we have floating around, the better the match is going to be. But I kind of don't blame you for not wanting to jump headfirst into it. But yeah, Dave, I think you might have, you guys are on to something with this, the Pi. I always say I'm a big advocate of anything with a Pi because it's simple, reliable, and it usually works pretty damn good. So, like I said, if you got an extra one coming, I'll buy it. I'm in. And then I will just run another drop up into my attic and leave it there, which is easy to do. And that'll be my base node.
Yep, sounds good. And Tim, if you want to see how we configured our devices, it's kind of public. We're not like hiding it or anything, but we're trying. You know, if you want to join in on the fun, so to speak, just go to my QRZ page and then follow it to the Who Cares website. And then there's like a tab on the left side for Meshtastic, and there's like instructions on how to configure your node with the channels that we use and all that fun stuff. So if you're still there, I'll give it back to you one more time.
Like I said, I'm running to grab pizza, so I won't be here long, but I am listening to you guys. I'm familiar with the Cooper's website. I just bought a K6 radio based on the recommendation from there, flashed it to the F4 HWN firmware, and really, really like that. As somebody who's using a UV82, upgrading to that, the firmware makes that really nice. My daughter just got her amateur radio license on Saturday, so she needed a new radio, so I got that. I just bought a new DMR radio. It's my first DMR, first digital radio I've got, so I've got something to play with there. That's probably going to give me more bang for my buck than playing with the Meshtastic at this moment. But I'm very interested, and like I said, once you guys find a use case that's more interesting than SMS, I would be very, very interested. So I will definitely follow along. Thank you for that. I'll turn it over to Dakota, ADHAL.
Trust me, I think we would all be more interested if there was a use case other than SMS. You know, the map is kind of cool, seeing where everything's at, but that's about the extent of it. What is this gigantic, hovering, flashing thing that is moving very slow?
Alien! Well, you know, what I think might happen, so Meshtastic is just the beginning. At some point, there may be, like, a different thing. I know they were calling it, like, R-nodes and things like that. So this may just be, like, you know, the beginning thing. This is the only thing that's out there right now for it, but I have a feeling at some point might be able to repurpose these boards for something else if we get to that point. So we'll see. Or it's a nothing burger, and then we plateau on our investment.
I think that's a high probability, unless we can figure out or manage to build this out enough to where it's, you know, functional.
Yeah, I will say, you know, you are meeting some like-minded people a little bit when doing this stuff, because as you're sending messages, as you're experimenting, all of a sudden, like, here's this random person that we didn't know before, and now we're talking to them, you know? So stuff like that.
NADF. Yeah, like the guy by my house that I don't know who he is still because he didn't reply to my last message, but I'm like, man, you're 1.4 miles away from where I'm at in the middle of nowhere, and you have a mesh path to go.
WATAT.
Go ahead, Eric.
Yeah, Dakota, that might be the guy from my work. Remember, there's a new guy at my work who lives out by you, like real close to you. It might be him. What's his, what's the name on it?
All he said was his name was Phil.
Nope, this guy's name is not Phil, so. Oh well, thought there's a possibility, but guess not.
Well, if he's near Shoemaker and Dryden, and he's got a node, we could probably make it happen. Especially if I get one of those Yaggies that Dave just got.
Well, I think he asked me, I don't know if I asked you guys, because I'm not out there on the participating, but are we in the ham mode or the non-ham mode? I guess the ham mode, you can't run, like, encryption.
Yeah, we're in the non-ham mode. We're using the ISM band, which doesn't require a license. 1 watt is the maximum power.
Still Eric?
Somebody got a phone call.
Update on the Echo since the battery upgrade. I'm not charging since I charged that battery yesterday morning, and I'm at 67%.
Been talking about
That's cool. Is it so it's a 2,000 milliamp hour battery, and that's going from an 800 milliamp hour battery? Is that correct?
Double and Dave one. Let me see if I got it. Hold on. All right, Dave. It is a 2,000 milliamp hour battery that fit perfectly in there. I just had to print the new backplate. I had that laying around from my WizLock that had the wrong connector on it. So I was like, oh yeah, I can put that in there. Eric, I didn't hear anything you said. Go ahead.
Said I was talking to you guys, and then all of a sudden no one was answering me, and I looked down and I had dropped my microphone, and it went up to the GM repeater. I'm like, oh, courtesy tone sounds different. Oh, man, I'm on the GM.
Hey, I wonder if the what's going to happen with that GM repeater. They're going to... If they they were threatening to demolish the Rensen. I don't know if that's happening still or not.
Yeah, wasn't it like $4 billion or something to tear that down?
Yeah, I don't know. All I heard, I saw a little bit of a story on it, and so I don't know all the facts. But from what I understand, is GM is is trying to get the city or government funding to pick up like a quarter of the bill, and if they don't, they're just going to demolish the whole thing and vacate the city or something. So they're like trying to threaten.
Well, Detroit doesn't have money, so good luck. I guess my next truck will cost another $20,000 more than it should.
Yeah, they're going to take over. Actually, they're moving to the Hudson. You know where the big Hudson building they demolished. They're building a new building there, and the reason why is because of mostly because of COVID. You know, people found out that they could just work from home, so they don't need as much office space or something. So I think that's what it all boiled down to. But I think they were going to keep one of the towers and leave the hotel and then just only take down a couple of the towers, but that's why I said they were trying to get like the government to cede some of the money or quarter of the money for that project. And if they're not going to help with that, then they say, oh, we'll just demolish the whole thing. So, yeah, I don't understand, but that's politics for you. I don't understand.
Eric, did you change the channel again?
No, I only did that like one other time in the last 3 years. Oh, well. You got to drop the mic just right because the buttons are on the top. It's really hard to drop it at the exact spot and the exact amount of force to actually make it change channel. So it's pretty rare. Anywho. Yeah, $4 billion seems like a lot. I mean, you figure a couple of old jet planes. I know it's in poor taste, but a couple of old jet planes filled with fuel, remote control, flying in, they'll fall perfectly straight down in their own footprint. It'd be a lot cheaper than $4 billion.
Yeah, I guess when you do it that way, they collapse from the inside and go, like you said, straight down.
I mean, if you talk to a demolitions expert, it says they have to plan it out months and years in advance and have everything exactly placed in the exact spot and the exact amount of delay between each charge for a building to come straight down in its own footprint. But I guess not. I guess that's BS.
Yeah, I don't think we're going to be flying any planes into it, unless they're Boeings on accident.
I heard that Boeing could barely fly because they were just falling apart in the sky.
Makes the Airbuses the most reliable now.
Yeah, and then the machinists have a strike. Like, okay, company is already in trouble, and you guys strike. What makes you think you're going to get any more money?
Worked with the UAW.
Things like this are why I can't stand the big three and why I wish I could buy a foreign vehicle, but there are no foreign auto manufacturers that make a truck worth a damn.
their GM cars, and they make them in South Korea. That's what my car is. But I wouldn't say it's necessarily better or anything, but if you get the one with the all-wheel drive, then the engine is made in the U.S., but then they ship it over to South Korea for the assembly.
Yeah, for 5 more days until that little Randy parade is going to come to a screaming halt.
So Dakota, wait until your daughter gets to the age where she'll make cookies for you. So finally, they're doing stuff for me.
She likes
making cookies to themselves.
She just made too many. She doesn't know how or should be, but she wants to help, so I look forward to that day. And I can make me food. I've done that for you since you came to existence.
What was that, Eric? Go ahead.
Sorry. I said they weren't making cookies for you. They're making cookies for themselves, and they realized they made too many, so they offered you some.
Yeah, well, yes. But my wife wasn't letting them make cookies, and I said, oh, I'll stay down here and supervise if they make me cookies, too. So they go, okay, let's make cookies. No, they like to, you know, they like to make stuff for themselves now. I don't really, like, force them to cook for us or anything like that. I like that they're learning to be independent. That's what I'm trying to get them to learn, is that, you know, we're not going to be around forever, so you need to learn how to do things. And, you know, being a teenager is practice for being an adult. That's what I keep on telling them.
Look on the pizza next.
Oh, yeah, I got to get someone to make pizza next, yep. You guys know how to make pizza? No, not yet? Not yet. I'll help them with that.
All right, gentlemen. Turn on my street. I'm going to clear out of here. I will not talk to either of you in the morning, but maybe tomorrow afternoon. Have a good night at ATDF.
Have a good one, KFADS.
I'm just about pulling down my street, so catch you in a little bit. Hook up my node and figure out which way to flip the switch. I need to put a little sticker over it, or next to it. That's for tomorrow. But yeah, I did. I just drilled two or three holes, and then I just filed it square.
Very good. I wonder if you could put like some kind of LED or something that, like, when the RF goes, that it was brighter if it's 1 watt and weaker if it wasn't. But I know LEDs are not AC and RF is AC or something like that. I don't know. You probably know all this stuff and could do it, but it's probably not worth it. All right, we'll catch you in a bit. KFADS.
Well, Dave, the main reason is it'll be mounted where I can't see it anyhow. But now that you bring that up, it's starting to make rubber ducks now with LEDs when you key up. I'll have to put a link on the Telegram. I had a weird thing last night. Telegram just, like, died. It was probably about midnight. I tried to, like, upload stuff, and it just said connecting. It wouldn't connect. There's, like, Telegram went down for a little while, then I gave up. But every other thing worked except for Telegram. So I don't know what happened last night, but maybe I'll find that rubber duck with the LED on the top.
Yeah, really quick, I was having trouble, too. I think maybe there was an AT&T, like, brief outage, because all of a sudden, Telegram was one of them, and then I was having trouble with other sites, too, and then it all of a sudden resolved itself maybe a half an hour later, so I think they were doing something last night.
I went to a few other websites, and they all said, I didn't try a bunch of places, but I tried some popular websites that I go to, and they all worked. Like, Amazon worked, and what else did I try? YouTube, and that worked, so I thought it was more or less something to do with Telegram. Anywho, all right, catch you in a bit. W-8-E-A-P.
My suspicion was it was IPv6. There was something going on with the IPv6. But anyways, talk to you later. PFA does.
KFA-CWF. Mobile, standing by. KFA-CWF, mobile monitoring.